Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time. Your zone
number. Everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host. And of course, welcome back to Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you. I missed you last week. Obviously, we didn't have it last week, did we? And I hope you had a good Easter.
Yes. So I took a couple of days off, which is not known for me, but I guess once in a while, you got to do what you got to do and eat chocolate.
Indeed. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely need R&R, and chocolate always helps.
Right. Yes. The world and travel, of course, there is strike action happening again. Heathrow, what's going on there?
Yeah, we've got school holidays coming up, haven't we? So it's the perfect time, really. Hundreds of Border Force officials have voted to walk out over the Easter school holidays. Crew are set to face more holiday travel chaos when 600 workers at Heathrow Airport hit the picket line in a strike over shifts. The industrial action will begin on April 11th and end 4 days later on April 14th. The action coincides with one of the busiest travel periods of the year when many families will be returning from their Easter holidays. The officers carry out immigration controls and passport checks on behalf of Britain's Home Office, and they voted to take strike action last week over new changes to shift patterns, which union leaders have strongly criticised. The PCS union claims that the changes would leave around 250 workers without a job on passport control, and that union members returned a 90% vote in favour of strike action. Now, a Home Office spokesperson said, "As the public would expect, our priority is to keep our citizens safe and our borders secure. We are working closely with Heathrow Airport and have robust plans in place to minimise any delays from planned strike action." They also said that they will deploy suitable resources to meet critical demands and support the flow of passengers and goods through our border. Now, as we have seen from previous industrial strike action by Border Control, delays will be a definite, unfortunately, which could run into hours and also possible flight cancellations to limit the number of travellers passing through Heathrow during this time. Obviously, any crew who are travelling through Heathrow Airport between the 11th and the 14th of April, please keep in contact with the airline or your travel management provider.
It's always the best time to hit them. It's vacation, whether it be Christmas or spring break.
Exactly right. Yep, hit them when it hurts.
The last thing you want is whiny kids when you're in the middle of a huge, long travel. Oh, I've been there. Not fun. Not fun.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And there's news out of Bulgaria and Romania.
Yeah, so the number of Schengen area member states has increased to 29 after Bulgaria and Romania finally joined the border-free zone yesterday, Sunday, March 31st, though only by air and sea. Except for the land border checks, which will continue to remain, both countries and the other Schengen area states from now on, all other rules will apply in both, including issuing Schengen visas and passing through internal air and sea borders without going through controls. Now, since Sunday, travellers to both Bulgaria and Romania will be subject to some changes. First, travellers who fly from these two countries will not have to go through border checks when travelling to another Schengen area country. Those wishing to visit either of them will be able to apply for a Schengen visa at their consulates, which can then be used to visit the rest of the Schengen zone too. Another thing that will change is that the number of days one spends in Romania or Bulgaria will be counted towards the total number of days spent in the Schengen zone.
Common sense, really.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm surprised it took this long, actually.
And Sweden has news.
Yeah, starting May the 1st, 2024, Swedish citizens will face increased application fees for both ordinary and extra passports. The Swedish government has revealed that this fee will see a significant increase, rising from approximately €35 now up to approximately €44. In this regard, the government said the move reflects a strategic effort to maintain quality services while addressing financial considerations.
Nothing is safe from price increases nowadays, huh?
All the time, is there? I think they're about the third country to increase their passports in the last couple of months, so I'd imagine it's going to be a lot more to follow as well.
For sure. Brussels airline strike. Shocker.
Yeah, actually, this is a bit better news, thankfully. Brussels Airlines has announced a planned three-day union strike has been cancelled. That's after it struck a deal with its pilots and cabin crew. The airline's flight attendants first confirmed agreement, with the carrier's pilots following suit 2 weeks later. Brussels Airlines highlighted that during the pandemic, its staff had to make sacrifices in order to save the company. However, since the airline returned to profitability, it struck deals with unions representing its employees. That's increasing their purchasing power while also taking into account the current financial conditions. The carrier did not detail these conditions, adding that it and its unions will review the pilots' salaries twice, once when signing the agreement and again in 2026. Now, with the new agreement signed, the three-day strike, which was due to take place in April, has been called off.
I just saw something, actually, today. It looks like something to keep an eye on anyways, but United Airlines is asking their pilots to take unpaid leave because of issues with Boeing and delivery, because Boeing's had a bit of run of bad luck lately. But I find that really interesting because we've had these discussions over the past year and a half about the pilot shortage. So here is a massively profitable airline, which have made record profits in the last few years, all of a sudden asking their pilots that do exist, that are there, to take unpaid leave. The hypocrisy.
No, there are still pilot shortages out there. If they're asking to take unpaid leave, will these pilots look to other airlines? Possibly, which could then see more issues for United Airlines. Like you say, they've had their problems with Boeing and the airplanes, and I wouldn't be surprised if pilots start looking in other directions if they're asked to take unpaid leave.
And it's not just the next couple of months. They're saying, United Airlines is saying, it could be as far away as September. So if you're asking a decorated pilot to take 6 months out of his schedule unpaid, you're going to end up coming back. And because they're waiting for all these new planes to be delivered, it just doesn't make sense to me. You're waiting for all these planes to be delivered. Meanwhile, you're going to lose all your pilots. We see this everywhere in the world. It's like equipment over people. And I think CEOs tend to sometimes forget that without the people, the rest doesn't work.
Exactly. Yeah. They're the bread and butter, aren't they? The people. If you've not got them, you've not got anything.
Exactly. Same with in yachting. If you don't have crew, you can't insure a boat. You can't run a boat. You can't. But everybody seems to put that at like the lowest priority. But we'll see if that changes. Yeah. We'll see if that changes. Who knows? Sorry, you've got a crew question.
We did, yeah. We received a question in from David, who is off signing from their yacht soon, and he would like to know what airlines are members of the One World Alliance, and is it worth getting a card and accumulating points? Firstly, there are currently 14 airlines in the One World program, with the 15th Oman Air on their way soon. I won't bore you with all of the airlines, but the main members are British Airways, Qantas, American Airlines, Cathay Pacific, Iberia, and Qatar Airlines. Now, David, with regards to whether it's worth signing up or not, it really depends on the amount of traveling you are going to do. My guess is that if you're on rotation, then in all likelihood, it will be a fair bit. And as there is no cost to sign up for One World, it's worth getting the card. At the end of the day, you're not going to lose anything by having it. And with the airlines that are members and the extensive list of destinations these airlines travel to, the points soon could rack up for yourself. And then you can treat yourself to a nice holiday somewhere and you haven't got to pay for it.
Nice. I want a nice holiday somewhere that I don't have to pay for.
Wouldn't we all? It'd be great if somebody would pay for our flights.
I know, right? Oh, guess I got to start begging. So, Lee, I want to say thank you once again. It's been good news, bad news. But yeah, it seems that every week we have a little bit of both, which is okay.
Yeah, it's not all doom and gloom, is it? Hopefully, fingers crossed, that this Heathrow Airport strike is going to sort itself out for one, because if not, that is going to be utter chaos, which isn't going to be fun for travel agents either. From a completely selfish point of view, I really do hope they get it sorted.
Yes, from a selfless and selfish point of view, I do hope. Yeah, so anybody out there that has any crew questions, once again, I will say that if you've got a crew question, please do get a hold of Lee. If it is something that needs to be answered immediately, he will do so. If it's something that can wait for our next show, we will do that as well. Lee, I want to say thank you once again for your time, your patience, and your counseling sessions.
Well, do you know what? I'm not even qualified for the counseling. Can you believe it?
Yeah. I can't, because you're so good at it.
It's just the nodding.
Right? That's probably it. Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.